current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Met with Fury. For 103 years, the Muslim Ummah has lived without the Khilafah, the shield that once unified and protected it. Since its destruction in 1924, the absence of Islamic governance has left the Ummah vulnerable to division, oppression and subjugation by foreign powers. Despite the passing of generations, the pain of this loss remains, and the consequences of ruling by man-made laws instead of divine guidance are felt in every corner of the Muslim world. The longing for the return of the Khilafah persists in the hearts of the sincere believers. On the 103rd anniversary of this tragic loss, Hizb ut-Tahrir Bangladesh made a determined effort to remind the Ummah of its neglected duty. They called attention to the obligation of re-establishing the Khilafah and rejecting the corrupt systems imposed upon us. This call was not for violence, nor for rebellion against Islam, but rather for return to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the only legitimate source of governance. Yet instead of allowing this sincere appeal to be heard, the authorities responded with hostility, viewing the call for Islamic rule as a threat rather than a divine command. This reaction exposed the deep-rooted fear within the secular regimes, fear of losing their grip over a people awakening to the truth of their deen. In response to peaceful demonstrations, the security forces resorted to cruelty, treating unarmed believers as enemies. Those who merely called for the implementation of Allah's law were met with arrests, beatings, and intimidation. This unjust aggression reflects the priorities of the ruling elite, who are quick to suppress Islamic activism but remain silent in the face of oppression, corruption, and tyranny of foreign powers. How can a government that claims to be Muslim brutalize those who invite others to Islam's complete way of life? Their violence against the sincere only reinforces their betrayal of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To those in the security apparatus who follow such orders, know that your actions will not go unaccounted for. Do you not fear the day when you will stand before your Lord? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us that the unjust rulers and their enforcers will be in the hellfire unless they repent. You may obey your superiors today, but will they save you from the torment of the grave? Will they stand beside you when you are questioned about why you oppress those who only called for Islam? Fear Allah before it's too late, for no ruler, no salary, and no worldly benefit is worth the eternal damnation. How can any Muslim who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam betray the Sharia and oppose the system revealed by our Creator? Where is your sense, your loyalty, your faith? How is it extreme to desire to live under the umbrella of Islam, the same Islam that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum established and sacrificed for? The real extremism is opposing what Allah has commanded, and the real blindness is rejecting the guidance that leads to success in this life and the next. The Ummah must wake up, and those in power must choose: will you stand with Allah, or will you perish in disgrace? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wal rasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.